Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1181, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 150 redirect examination. There will be no difficulty about one person going down the scuttle hole back of the elevator. Recross examination. If the Washington Saint car had passed the nearest corner, it would be at Pulliam and Georgia Avenue. Further examination. Sitting near the back door, he could not see the mirror. Further examination. I do not know what the arrangement was in the Selig home on April 26th. J.Q. Adams, sworn for the defendant. I am a photographer. I took photographs of the Selig home at 68 E. Georgia Avenue from the inside and the outside of the back door, looking toward the passageway that leads in the dining room. The door into the dining room was open for me. This view, Exhibit 62, is view made from the outside of the rear door. I was about 3 feet outside of the door. The picture does not extend to the mirror or the sideboard. You could not see them from the outside. This, Exhibit 63 for defendant, is a photograph taken standing directly in the door. You could not see the mirror with the naked eye or in the picture. The following are views taken at the pencil factory. Defendant's Exhibit 64 is a picture of the safe, showing a view of the safe, standing just inside of the door of the office, looking toward the inner office. Defendant's Exhibit 65 is another view of the safe and office made standing in door. You could not see any part of Mr. Frank's desk and inner office, or a man sitting at desk, or a telephone, or a window. Defendant's Exhibit 66 is a photograph taken on the outside of the outer office, looking toward the inner office, with the safe open. You could not see into the inner office, to Mr. Frank's desk, or one sitting there. Exhibit 67 for defendant shows the pay window. Defendant's Exhibit 68 shows foot of the elevator shaft, showing the rubbish and barrels in and adjacent to the elevator shaft. Defendant's Exhibit 69 shows the basement looking to the back door to the elevator shaft. Defendant's Exhibit 70 represents the corner of the place where the body was found, the body being found just about the left corner behind the partition. Defendant's Exhibit 71 shows the exit to the back door of basement. Defendant's Exhibit 72 shows the entrance on the street floor. The elevator is behind the partition on the right of this photograph. Defendant's Exhibit 73 shows the elevator and trap door and stairway on the first or street floor. Defendant's Exhibit 74 shows the place where Conley says he found the body. The defendant's Exhibit 75